You're listening to a report from Health News Florida. I'm Stephanie Colombini. About a quarter of Florida's Hispanic population has been vaccinated against COVID-19, compared to nearly 40% of whites. Efforts are underway at the state and local level to help more members of the Latinx community get shots. Shoppers entering a Latin supermarket in the Tampa suburb of Town and Country on a recent morning were greeted by folks in neon green shirts asking in English or more commonly Spanish, "Have you gotten the COVID-19 vaccine?"
Hola.
Canvassers Jack Alvarez and Evelyn Escalante work for the state and use tablets to help anyone who answered no register for shots if they were willing. They directed people to a mobile vaccination site in a park down the block, but could also sign people up with local pharmacies. 66-year-old Oswaldo Simon encountered them on his way into the store. He says he's always wanted a vaccine, but because of his immigration status, had to wait to get a proper ID. Even then, he says he didn't know where to get a shot. Alvarez translated as Simon told him in Spanish he was grateful for this opportunity.
Muy buena acción, creo yo que es, y un beneficio para todos.
He said it's a benefit for him like a person and for all the society. It's good to do it.
Since March, the canvassers have been on a team contracted by the Florida Division of Emergency Management to help vaccinate underserved residents in Hillsborough County. Stacy Gideon, a nurse supervising the effort, says they use federal data that looks at factors like income, English proficiency, and access to transportation to find at-risk neighborhoods to visit. Gideon says when they go into areas like predominantly Hispanic Town and Country, it's vital to have bilingual staff.
They are our frontliners when we come to communities that speak mainly Spanish. It's breaking down that wall, another wall of accessibility.
The state isn't alone in its efforts. County governments, nonprofits, and foreign institutions like the Mexican consulate are all working to vaccinate more Latinx Floridians. Eliana Cintron directs Enterprising Latinas, one of several groups spearheading COVID-19 outreach in Waimama. Most residents in the rural community identify as Hispanic, and about 30% of its population has tested positive for the virus since the pandemic began. Cintron says the technical language associated with the vaccines, from the science of how they work to the frequently changing rules about how to get them, can be confusing for anyone to understand.
So it's so critical that we have access to information, not only translated into Spanish, but that is culturally sensitive translations, right? The Hispanic community is enormously diverse, you know, so many different national origins, and folks from different regions understand things in different ways.
Another barrier is time. Cintron says a lot of the families she serves are constantly working. Many are migrant farm workers or parents who work multiple jobs. Even if they can travel to a vaccination site, it's hard to commit taking a day off, or possibly more if they experience symptoms after their shot. So Cintron says the mobile clinics that show up on short notice aren't always the best strategy.
Because people have to organize their time around their work schedules because the income is so low. That they need to protect their work hours and the wages of those working hours, you know, as much as they can.
Cintron says there have been community efforts to help farm workers get time off and rides to vaccine clinics. And she's been getting the word out about an event her group's hosting on May 16th for weeks so people can prepare. Some require extra convincing. As part of the collaborative Waimama Together, Enterprising Latinas has teamed up with health workers to host bilingual webinars about the vaccines. And they're partnering with other organizations to put ads on Spanish language radio and go into neighborhoods to connect with families directly.
It's something that has to be earned that way, or otherwise, you know, any misinformation or any misunderstanding erodes trust, and then the relationship breaks, right? You know, you're not able to get through.
Demand statewide for vaccines may be lowering, but Cintron says the work is nowhere near done. She expects it'll take months to get vaccination rates among Latinx residents to the levels they need to be. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.